this is going to be the super summer edition, the Shape of a Circle podcast. When people are gathering in the name of Jesus to disciple each other, there's this magical thing that happens, at least up here in Wisconsin, called summer, and everyone disappears.
It is amazing, isn't it, how like truly people just either disappear or they're out in the lawn all the time. They're, you know, I see all my neighbors. I've talked to my neighbors more in the last week than I have in a year.
Well, you know, but so, gosh, I don't know what angle to take it from, because there are so many natural connection opportunities that are just out there in the front lawn.
Yeah.
The pools, the festivals, the music, it's just nonstop in Wisconsin. And there's other part of me, like when it comes to the Jesus part, to the gathering, like whatever the routines were, I'm just hoping all those scriptures of blessed is he who's watching and waiting when I return.
Right.
Because if Jesus comes back to summer in Milwaukee,
yeah,
we're all in trouble.
We're all just taking a break. It's funny.
But in the middle of that, Cammie, we've been kicking around the idea of there's an opportunity there.
Yeah.
Maybe the routine, hey, it's Tuesday night at 6. Open my doors. Everyone's coming. That might not work.
Right.
But something else is happening and working, and we could work with that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the cool thing about summer is that it is out of the norm, right? We can use the entire school year to grow together, to be in community together. And then in the summer, we all get to kind of go out and be on mission, right? I mean, we should be on mission all the time. But the cool thing is we are seeing those neighbors. We are seeing friends that we haven't had time to see. And there's a lot more sitting around campfires. How many deep conversations have you had around a campfire?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Like those are just, that's such a natural thing. Or you're going camping and you're sitting a lot, or you're spending the day at the lake. Like there's just so many more opportunities to be out in the community with other people.
Sitting at a pool. Mm-hmm. How long do you sit at a pool while your kids are flopping around?
Mm-hmm. I just entered that season where I can actually sit at the pool.
Oh no, you were the mom who had to hop
in. I was the mom who was always in the pool. Yeah.
I am so beyond that.
Yeah.
I mean, first you don't have to play in the playground with the kids.
Right.
But then by the time you don't have to swim with the kids, now
it's huge.
Now you've arrived. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And in that regard, I think that summer should be a time of rest, reset, yes. Especially in a four-season place like Milwaukee is for us. And at the same time, there's so much we could do with it.
Yeah.
This could be our best disciple-maker season if we don't get hung up on the fact that we can't get the same critical mass in one place in one time.
Mm-hmm.
What we do get is one person at a time. And if we can figure out how to do the one-on-one thing, summer is the absolute best time to make disciples and grow the disciples that are already there.
Yeah, it's easy, right? I mean, it just feels easy to get that one-on-one time. I think we do. I think we get hung up on the routine of it all. Well, if I can't do 6 o'clock on Tuesday, then I can't do it at all, right? And so I think it's really cool to challenge ourselves. So we have talked about kind of a framework for what that would look like. So what would that look like if you're in a one-on-one setting?
Yeah, because part of it is we all want to go spiritual places, but we just stand there. How are you? What's going on? And it drifts to silly things like weather and the length of the grass.
Right.
And so just a couple key questions or key fill in the blanks, just some level of intentionality. And, and in that regard, what Cammie and I are going to put in front of you today, it doesn't matter if you use this one.
Right.
I think it's just when I get together with at least one other friend who I know loves Jesus too, here's my framework of what I'll ask or say. And so here's the one that Cammie and I have been talking about. The first one is fill in this blank. I notice blank.
Yeah.
And it could be noticing what God is up to in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
It could be noticing what God is up to in another person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of I notice blank, I go back to Moses, the burning bush. Mm-hmm. The scriptures tell us he noticed, mm-hmm. and then he turned aside. The work of God was going on there right next to him. But if you keep doing what you're doing and plowing ahead, and there's something to noticing.
Yeah. We're so good at that, right? Just continuing on and not really looking up. And I think that's so cool. I think the cool thing about the I notice part is it could be just you and God. Like, uh-huh. what do I notice about this situation, about this friend, about myself, or about what you're doing, God? Or it could be spoken out to the person, you know? So it could be in private. It could also be, hey, I know this is going on in your life. I notice God is doing this in your life. You know, tell me more about it. And mm-hmm. I think it kind of depends on the situation, but it could be either way.
Could be either way. And I think what a healthy rhythm of life if we make it both ways.
Right.
In our prayer times with God, instead of bringing what we think he's already doing and just getting quiet enough to let him mm-hmm. say, here's what you're supposed to notice right now. Mm-hmm. My spirit's been at work for 24 hours since you and I prayed last. Mm-hmm. And I want you to see what I was doing. I want you to notice. Mm,
yeah.
And just the faith of if we got quiet, God would tell us. Mm-hmm. And then when we come back to our friends, we got something to tell them. Mm-hmm. It's just neat.
Yeah, that's cool. So the second one would be I ask. Mm-hmm. And I ask blank, whatever it is. But this is the point where you're going to stand in the gap between your friend and Jesus, right? And you're going to pray for them. Mm-hmm. You're going to pray that whatever you notice would be glorified, would be blessed, would be worked through on their behalf. And I think that it's a crucial next step.
Yeah, because when you notice something of what God's doing in the person's life, you will see the gap between them and God. And mm-hmm. just going back to the work of prayer, mm-hmm. before you do anything, before you say anything, just I'm going to grab God with one hand and grab my friend with the other and just keep pulling until they meet in the middle.
Yeah.
That's my picture of what intercession is, prayer, what you're really asking for. You're joining the work of God with the prayer mm-hmm. Before you say or do anything.
Yeah. So cool. Last one.
Last one is I will.
I will. This is the action step.
Yeah.
And I think you said it when we were talking about this earlier, you said it really well that we like to skip the I ask. We like to hear the problem and then fix it. Mm-hmm. This is more of a not I'm going to fix the problem. It's more of a what am I going to do in step with the Spirit mm-hmm. to help that person or to speak truth into that. Like, what am I physically going to do? Or what is my next step in coming alongside that person in that situation?
And if you've gone through the other steps first, mm-hmm. what's fun is the third one of I will blank, you come into it feeling like I'm just doing part of it.
Yeah.
I already noticed what God's already up to. Mm-hmm. And I joined him in prayer and I'm expecting him to do so much more. And well, right. Yeah, I got a small part in it.
Yeah.
And it's cool. So much less pressure than the way I see people carry worry mm-hmm. for the people that they love, for the mm-hmm. people that they notice in on their own terms.
Right.
Because you can't do it all. You can't fix. You can't control.
Yeah.
But you can do something. Mm-hmm. And that something is going to be what God gave you.
Yeah. That's good. I like it.
And so here's what I encourage, whether it's this framework or something else, to be able to have a set mini list mm-hmm. when you sit down with someone next to at the pool, when you pull the burgers off mm-hmm. the grill, when the patio fire's on and the beverage is in hand and there's a person right next to you, mm-hmm. what's the couple things you can ask or say every single time? Hmm. And I think it should be something that would be good to grow each other.
Yeah.
As disciples, yep. Like here's what I need right now. Here's what's mm-hmm. going on with me. And I want to hear what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to ask these questions in a way too of, but what about that next layer out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love how Jesus, it says when he called 12 to himself and called them apostles.
Yeah.
Called them to come in, mm-hmm. but calling them apostles, calling them a sent one. I'm bringing right. you in. And I'm sending you out.
Yep.
And I think you can handle these questions from both directions.
Yeah. I think oftentimes that's the part that's missed in a small group setting or in a church is the second part, right? Yeah. We're coming all together. Great. But now we're sending you out too. And I think that that's powerful.
And I don't know where we got around to thinking that was a helpful distinction.
Right.
That I got to get my stuff in a group well enough first. I got to grow to a certain level. Then I could grow someone else. You just really don't see that. Right at the calling of Jesus. I'm calling you in for the first time to be sent.
Yeah.
And call sent. It just kept going.
Yep. That's good.